Dinner was done, I went out to look for adventure, but such was my innocence, or at least my shyness, I always came home as virtuous as I had gone out. The signora, though she had given me a key, sighed with relief when she heard me come in and bolt the door, for she was always afraid I should forget to do this, and I returned to my perusal of the history of the Guelphs and Ghibellines. I was bitterly conscious that not thus behaved the writers of the Romantic era, though I doubt whether any of them managed to spend 6 weeks in Italy on £20, and I much enjoyed my sober and industrious life. I had already read the Inferno with the help of a translation, but conscientiously looking out in a dictionary the words I did not know. So, with Ersilia, started on the Purgatorio. When we came to the passage I have quoted above, she told me that Pia was a gentlewoman of Siena, whose husband, suspecting her of adultery, and afraid on account of her family to put her to death, took her down to his castle in the Maremma, the noxious vapours of which he was confident would do the trick. But she took so long to die that he grew impatient and had her thrown out of the window. I do not know where Ersilia learnt all this. The note in my own Dante was less circumstantial, but the story for some reason caught my imagination. I turned it over in my mind, and for many years from time to time would brood over it for 2 or 3 days.